Steve Gruber Show on this Friday, August 23rd. Thank you for joining us here on the program all across the state of Michigan. Find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram. Of course, Steve Gruber Show at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter and SteveGruber.com for exclusive content and giveaways and so much more. Thank you for being alongside on this end of the week Friday program. We're going to give this a shot. I am hoping that our guest is standing by, Ashkin Kazarian, Director of Civil Liberties at Tech Freedom. Ashkin, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm half across the world.
Did I get your name right? That's what I'm most concerned about.
It's Ashkin. It's Armenian. It's very hard to get.
All right. It was close. I give myself partial credit, I suppose.
I give it to you. It's better than 80% of Americans.
All right, good, good. Director of Civil Liberties at Tech Freedom, and you can find more at techfreedom.org. So we hear this week about big tech companies, Facebook, Amazon, others, coming under fire for collecting audio snippets from consumer devices, then turning those over and having humans review them. What are they doing? What are they digging for here?
The more left-leaning media has misrepresented the news from the get-go. It's such a non-story. So what happened was Facebook would have an opt-in option, which means the person has to agree to it, of having your voice messages that you send to each other in the Messenger app being transcribed by a human. They did this so they can review and make the algorithm smarter and better, so then the algorithm can transcribe it, obviously. Mm-hmm. So people knew they were opting into the transcription, and Facebook even stopped it a week before the news broke about it, and I put the news broke in parentheses. But yes, Facebook stopped it because they saw a backlash over things like this and human review, even though that's the only way to improve an algorithm. And, I mean, I don't know what else they wanted. People gave their consent for this action.
I actually have just had some experience with transcription services, and there are the various services online. You pay them, and you pay more to have a human do it. And this is, of course, intentionally. You want people to transcribe your interviews or whatever. But there's an automated option, and it's I'm a little surprised at how bad that automated option is at this point. And so what you're saying is this is one way. The only way to improve that automated option is kind of to have humans listen in and train the automation, so to speak, right?
Absolutely. And the thing is, if someone who speaks with an accent, right, the algorithm obviously wouldn't pick up what I speak, at least not right now. It trains over, the baseline, and then it goes up and tries to be better, like, on the fringes. So, yeah, obviously we need humans to improve the machine. We haven't reached the age where the machines are perfect and self-improving.
And you mentioned that this was an opt-in option. Was this an opt-in option that's kind of buried in a statement somewhere with 10,000 words, click OK?
There was a clear check. And listen, I'm not someone to defend tech companies when they do things and not notify the users. I think we do need a privacy reform in the country. However, this was such a non-story. People checked that. I went on the app myself, and I looked, and I read a bunch of reviews. People checked that thing, like the opt-in, before they got that option.
And it's kind of a misunderstanding, I suppose, of privacy. Privacy is a big deal, and I don't want to cheapen it, I guess, by using it in this case with what you're describing, because clearly there was an opt-in. There was an opportunity for people to say, yes, I want this to happen. And so once that happens, I mean, your privacy concerns are kind of out the window, so to speak. You've given permission intentionally for them to do what they're doing.
Absolutely. But the thing is, privacy for each person at each given moment is different. Mm-hmm. That's why if we are trying to, have a privacy reform or even a conversation as a society about what's the next step for us in the privacy legislation, we need to understand what it is. On any given day, sometimes I want, when I'm in an airport and I need free Wi-Fi, I'll give you all of my information. I don't care. But then, when I'm working and, I'm not in a dire need of something, I might not give up my information. There's a lot of research done that actually for one person, all of your basic data costs no more than $15 to $25. So we get a lot of free services in exchange. And not only that, but the innovation and economy of a country has improved so much because of a big tech company. And right now we have a phenomenon, which you mentioned, the techlash, that is kind of any news about any tech company doing anything is negative news. So it's very hard to, you know, look into the future if we're going to stifle innovation because of fear.
Ashkan Kazarian with us, Director of Civil Liberties at Tech Freedom. Techfreedom.org is the website for a little more. Now, are there issues or do you see problems with some, for lack of a better word, eavesdropping or tech companies listening into conversations when they are unauthorized? We have Google Home now. People have the Amazon Echo. Are they listening when they shouldn't be? Are there some issues in that area?
Absolutely. Anything that's done without a person's consent or knowledge, that is not acceptable under any law or any norm. I'm Director of Civil Liberty, so a lot of the work I do is actually limiting government surveillance over its citizens. So I would be a hypocrite if I said, you know what, government shouldn't be listening, but Google should. I think there's just a very big difference between privacy from the government and privacy from companies. And those are two very different conversations we have to have separately because the implications are different.
Yeah. Techfreedom.org and Ashkan Kazarian, Director of Civil Liberties at Tech Freedom. Hey, thanks so much for jumping on and give us a little more info here this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
It was a pleasure joining you. Thank you so much. Yeah, you guys can find our work on techfreedom.org, and we also have a podcast called the Tech Policy Podcast where we talk about these issues in a 20-minute format.
Perfect. Techfreedom.org. Ashkan, thanks so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Hey, once you retire, that regular paycheck from your job is going to stop. But what won't stop, bills. You'll still have to pay your monthly utilities. You'll still need health care. And yeah, you still got to pay taxes, even in retirement. Fortunately, you have a 401k or an IRA. But how do you convert the money in those accounts into actual retirement income? Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do that. They'll sit down with you to design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market is up or down or about who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter, like spending more time with family, meeting friends for lunch, and doing all those things you never had time to do before. Call Bruce and Michael at 517-323-7526 to talk about a customized retirement plan. 517-323-7526 or online at mylifeplanfinancial.com. Investment advisory services offered through Life Plan Advisory Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance and annuities offered through Life Plan Financial Design, Inc. Come back and talk a little bit about Bernie Sanders changing his Medicare for All plan. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council. Hey, parents! It's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.